This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, we got the warnings. It could be a whole new outbreak of Wu Flu, a plandemic. Dr. Fauci is back in the news, and he's warning us all. Ooh, be scared. Be scared. And, excuse me, I love how they're talking about, oh, man, now with all these riots and the opening of these countries, there's a new resurgence. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. So what? Yeah, look, if you are still caught up in this Wu Flu hoax of 2020, shame on you. Shame on you. To mask or not to mask, that is the question, right? Not anymore. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou mask, Romeo? Yeah, I'm going to go Shakespearean on you. The world is a stage, but the play is badly cast. Makes you wonder why God chooses to put some people in the spotlight, while some who appear more deserving remain in the shadows. Wearing their mask. I got you. I got you. Yeah. So, you know, the people that... And I'm one of them. I'm like, screw your mask. I'm not wearing a mask. I'm violating the rules intentionally. The protesters did it. They got the courage to do it. And let me tell you, if I were a regular business, I would initiate lawsuits immediately. I would say, I'm not complying with anything. If you allowed protesters and you didn't stand out there with cops and issue tickets to them, you didn't give citations, you didn't arrest people, don't come to my business talking nonsense. I'm open for business. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find us anytime you want, day or night. I think you can pull us up on your smart radios on your cars. Pretty soon we're going to be on Spotify and other places. So I want you to listen to this program. I hope you will. Courage, folks. It is the most important of all virtues, because if you don't have courage, you can't practice any of your other virtues. You will be virtueless. Oh, Kevin, I have these are my rules of life. Yeah, until somebody decides to smack you around. Until somebody threatens your job or threatens your family or threatens whatever, your way of life, then you don't have your rules of life, right? Unless you have courage. See, what's cool, I don't know if it's cool. It certainly costs me, but I can be before you. You can be listening to my voice, and I can say to you, I am a man of courage. Because when I tweeted that those Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks and was given the opportunity to take it back, I did not do it, because I'm a man of conviction and a man of courage. And let me tell you something else. That is why these leftists that always walk around threatening and this, that, and the other, and I tell them I'm pretty easy to find, don't bother me. Because the same level of conviction that I showed by not accepting that nice deal that I had with Fox over principle is the same reason why that these people know he will back up everything that he's saying, because he is a man of courage. Everybody has to die. How are you going to die? And die a coward? They're making cowards out of us because they're telling you to self-enslave and self-imprison. And then they've even issued rules for opening the country. Hey, listen, you conservatives that follow the rules, here's how you open the country. But everybody else, these anarchists, these looters, they can open it any way they choose. I got this note. I don't know if it's true. It says, interesting coincidence that remdesivir, made by Gilead, is a cure for COVID-19. And here's what gets interesting. China holds the patent on the drug through an agreement with Gilead's drug patent sharing subsidiary branch called Unitate, who has an office near Wuhan. You never guess who are the main financial investors in Unitate. None other than George Soros, Bill and Melinda Gates, and the World Health Organization. Coincidence? Gilead and Unitate were financial supporters of Hillary Clinton. And oh, one more coincidence. Fauci was one of the authorizing millions to be sent to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for the study of the coronaviruses. I don't know if any of that's true. You can look it up for yourselves. But I would, it would not surprise me if it were true. I'll put it that way. I would not be surprised. Not long ago, some monkeys attacked a lab assistant and stole vials of the coronavirus test kits. And when I first saw this story, my first thought was, those were monkeys? No, they weren't. They were leftists. Leftists stole those kits. Those weren't monkeys. You're not fooling me. I thought it was a funny story, though, that these monkeys broke in and stole test kits. It makes me question. It does. It makes me question. It's just a little too convenient that monkeys would break into a lab, attack a lab assistant, and steal coronavirus test kits. It's almost like they're prepping us like, the monkeys are going to introduce a new virus, an unknown strain that none of us will ever know because of the stolen test kits. Let's see what Hollywood comes up with and we'll know. Here's what they said. The incident happened near Meerut College Medical College. According to the report, one of the monkeys was later spotted in a tree chewing on one of the sample collection kits, according to the Times of India. In the latest example of the highly intelligent red-faced rhesus macaques taking advantage of India's nationwide lockdown to combat the spread of the coronavirus. While they have proved an increasing problem in urban areas of the country in recent years, lockdown measures in the last 2 months have emboldened the monkeys. Wow. A lot of this could be said of the leftists here in America. They've become emboldened. They were aching to get out. Did a cop shoot a monkey in India and then that's what caused all this disruption? I'm just curious. I'm asking for another radio show host because it certainly looks like this is mimicking what's happening in the United States, except you could replace monkey with leftist. And Martin, this part's really funny. It says in March, we noted the rival monkey gangs in Thailand, driven by starvation due to a lack of visitors amid the pandemic, have been roving the streets looking for food. Wow. That is too close for comfort for the leftists and what's going on here in America, don't you think? Woo! Roving, I mean, looting. These monkeys are out looting and menacing. I want to know the dead monkey count and all of this craziness going on in India because I think it rivals the number of people who've been killed in our riots here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There's a new wave of COVID about to hit, folks. And let me tell you, I'm going to give you some ideas around when it will likely surface. And it's probably going to be, well, around election time. Just before the election. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. You've been warned. That's right. Do you want the playbook? The playbook is Democrat governors will reinstitute lockdowns that won't work, or they'll talk about it. You'll see a lot of press about it. You're already starting to. We're coming out of the bad news, right? Stock market's made a bit of a recovery. It's back down again. That's okay. Don't feel bad. Look, let me tell you what. When the stock market drops down, this is your time to get your money in it. And let it rise back up. This is the fastest time you're going to be able to make money in a long time. All you got to do is ride the Dow. Dow dropped to under 20,000 under Trump. Essentially back to the rock bottom of where it was. And it's already recovered more than half. In fact, when it got up to 20, it went from 20 to 27,000 when it was at its high as 29. So it had recovered 7/9 of its money back. And now it's dropped back down.
It's around, what, 25, 26, something like that. Depends on, you know, when you hear this program. But it that means it's going to go from 25 back to 29. You're going to get a 4,000-point boost in the Dow. If you just follow the Dow, you're going to make whatever that percentage is, 4 over 29. So 4,000 divided by 29, 4 over 29, you know what I'm saying? 4 over 30 if it makes for easy math, 2/15. So you've got a chance to get, you know, 7-8% money fast. Amortized over the year, probably something like a 60% return on investment. Nothing you're going to do is going to be better than that. And I think it's actually going to go to 30,000. I think it's going to be 5 over 30, which, you know, in other words, not just 4,000, going to be 5,000 over 30. So you're going to end up making more money, a little bit more. It might be 10%, something like that. Amortized over the year, 70-80%. I mean, that's crazy amount of money. But the Democrats are going to try to, Maxine Waters said, we are determined to keep this economy down so Donald Trump can't take any credit. And all they want to do is keep doing stimulus, keep printing that free money. I don't like that Trump is doing it, but I understand the politics of it. I do. Because he's saying, look, we will equally share in the printing of this money, but I will take full credit for the economy. Yep. And he'll back it up, because it's got to be backed up with good stuff. It's got to be backed up with real jobs and what have you. But I want you to understand the scare. So here's some of the things that are being touted. New wave of class action lawsuits. I'm just giving you some of the headlines. So here's some of the bigger headlines talking about the fears. Coronavirus live updates. Beijing braces for new wave of COVID cases. This is in the Huffington Post. The LA Times, fears of a second coronavirus wave rise in China as Beijing battles new cluster. Do you think they really know this? It's funny that they aren't mentioning the U.S. yet. I'll get to those, but they're talking about China. See, that's where it started. So they're like, oh, it's beginning again in China, because that's where it started. Remember? So now oh my gosh, it's repeating itself. It's a little bit of history repeating. Doom, 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 doom. Right? They got to make you believe that it's starting all over again around the world. It has circled the world. It has gone back to the beginning. And guess what? It'll come back here again. Yeah, here we go. Let's see. And on the side, it tells you all about COVID-19. Symptoms may appear 2 to 14 days after exposure, blah, blah, blah. Incubation period, human to human, etc. So then it goes on and says, it talks about The Guardian. This is in the UK. China reports possible new wave of COVID cases. New MSNBC, MSN.com rather. New wave of COVID-19 cases in Perry County, Missouri. Oh my gosh. Let's see. Rise of new lockdown fears, rise of new lockdowns, risk rather of new lockdowns rises with fear of second COVID-19 wave. This is from Metro US. Yeah. Coronavirus, herd immunity, vaccines will determine blah, blah, blah. Second wave of coronavirus hits US after state reopenings. So they're scared. They want you to be scared. Will there be a second wave of coronavirus in the U.S.? This is Bloomberg. Now, none of them are telling you, you know what? We just had massive riots and massive rallies, and we can't really account for why more people ain't dead. Right? See, because that would be you believing your doggone eyes. That would be you using your common sense, your powers of observation. But they don't want you to know that, right? Can't be going through that. So here's what's interesting. The Guardian reporting on Fauci. U.S. might not see a second wave of COVID-19. This was a few days ago. Now, Fauci's going, you know, maybe we won't see it. Yeah. How much face can this guy lose? He's finally going, well, it may not be as bad as we thought. I love how the left, they got to get you, they got to make you feel like, oh my gosh, you know, the sky is going to fall. You better, you know, beware, America. It could happen, or it couldn't. Wow. What else we got? How to get tested. It's funny when you think about all the hype that surrounded this thing. It was around testing. Remember when all was, we don't have enough tests. What are the tests? Now, of course, there was the ventilators and all that stuff. And now we've got this wholesale change. Have you been in a store where they don't now have the little round circle that says 6 feet apart, and you got the COVID warnings on the door? You got the people that now you must have the plexiglass in front of the vendors, of the people that are giving you service. Like at the grocery store, they got plexiglass. I mean, the germ could jump around that thing pretty easily if you ask me, but they got the plexiglass, and of course they're wearing their mask that don't cover anything up. And I'm telling you, I hear people complaining about these masks. I just saw a report. I just saw this. It said COVID class lawsuits. Yeah. In fact, I think this story is interesting. I'm going to go ahead and talk about it. But they're talking about COVID issues around this, the potential lawsuits. And here's what it says. Refused refunds, denied insurance coverage, and even the lack of personal protective equipment like masks and gloves have individuals turning to a last resort, filing lawsuits against companies in hopes of getting answers. I think there's going to be a lot of lawsuits coming up, and not good for the people who want lockdowns. Not going to happen.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only
$6. Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell thinks the ongoing fears of the coronavirus could hamper the economic recovery.
Our country continues to face a difficult and challenging time, as the pandemic is causing tremendous hardship here in the United States and around the world.
Paul, testifying in a virtual Senate hearing, also says there's significant uncertainty regarding that recovery. President Trump at the White House signs an executive order on safe policing for safe communities. The president saying,
today is about pursuing common sense and fighting
fighting for a cause like we seldom get the chance to fight for. We have to find common ground. But I strongly oppose the radical and dangerous efforts to defend, dismantle, and dissolve our police departments.
President Trump also says he will aim to establish higher standards for policing. This is USA Radio News. Despite some media reports that everything is fine within the so-called Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone in Seattle, Washington, both business owners and residents report being afraid. The six-area block where protesters and homeless have made a camp, businesses are having difficulty getting trucks and other vehicles through the makeshift barricades. Ron Munson is a business owner and also represents other business owners. He tells Fox News,
"They're scared, and they're worried. They're afraid to open their businesses. Property owners are afraid to step forward and speak out."
Walmart is beginning a trial run of a store without cashiers. The retail giant's Fayetteville, Arkansas store will make the switch in an effort to see if it can speed up customer service and help keep human interaction down during the pandemic. Instead of cashiers, all checkouts will be self-serve. Now, there will be someone supervising those checkouts, though. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Did you guys see the story that Minneapolis' Democrat Mayor Jacob Frey, who, by the way, got chased out of a meeting. A black lady said, "I'm going to run against you," because he wouldn't say he wanted to defund the police. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. We don't have the clip, but he's appealing to him. He's telling him how woke he is and how he appreciates what they're doing, and he scuttled out. He literally ran like a. You got to see the video if you think I'm kidding. If this guy had any guts, he would have said, "Yeah, let me tell you something, folks. I'm all for, you know, this whole idea of woke and social justice, whatever. If you call it whatever you want, I'm a Democrat. I know what I got elected on. But if you think I'm going to get rid of the cops because you're going to have a meeting about it, you're out of your mind. That is the most racist, insensitive thing I've ever heard in my life. Police are called 7 times more into black neighborhoods. Police console more black mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, aunts and uncles, etc., in the black community than they do geometrically in the white community. Why? Because there's a lot of crime. And you know what? It's not the police committing these crimes. So if you think I'm going to get rid of the police, you're out of your mind. I'm listening to you. I'm the mayor of this city. You will not take away my bully pulpit because I'm the mayor, not you. If you want to run for mayor, you want to take away this role, this job, then you can get into the ballot box and do it. And if you people are stupid enough to want to vote for somebody who does not care about your public safety, then you get what you get. Now, that's the way you control it. This guy... You got to see it. It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for him. Wow. And now the city, he's allowed his city to be looted and burned because he doesn't have the guts to send out the police force and knock some heads and say, "You will not destroy businesses." Oh, I know. People over property. This is the same dude that let a police station burn because He said, "It's just property." Didn't want to get anybody hurt over just property. He didn't understand the symbolism of burning down the police station. That people were saying, "If we can burn this down, we can burn anything down. You got a business in our area? I'll burn it down. You got a home in our area? You think you're protected? I'll burn it down." This guy put out a signal. He can't protect you. And even if he could, he wouldn't. That's what he said, and he doesn't even realize it. He's too stupid to realize it. It's unbelievable to me. But now that he's allowed all this, he wants a bailout. Yeah. The price tag, he said, is $55 million. He's working with Senator Amy Klobuchar, Joe Biden's supposed, vice president, who knows, right? Because he's looking for somebody black to run. Joe is right now. Will somebody black, a woman, please step up? It's got to be a woman because he's already said it. They want a bailout package for the city. Yeah. It's got to have approval from the Republican Senate and the signature of the president. And I'll ask you, I don't know what he'll do. You think President Trump would sign that thing? Do you think McConnell would bring it up? I think both of these men are smart enough to know. Do not bring that up. This guy writes, curiously, Fry seemed a lot less concerned about the economic and property damage impacts of the race riots when they were actually happened. Even the Democratic governor of Minnesota, who proved almost equally inept at preventing mass destruction and controlling the volatile situation, slammed Fry for his refusal to deter the large crowds of criminal rioters, calling the city's response to the riots an abject failure. Fry rebuffed suggestions to deploy the Minnesota National Guard before he finally caved and did. See, these people, they learned nothing from Ferguson. They learned nothing from the Freddie Gray Baltimore incident. Nothing. Where cities were burned down for no reason. They learned nothing. The minute something like this happens, you deploy the troops and you make it clear. You say, look, I understand the tragic nature of the death of this man and whatever emotions you may have, but I guarantee you, if you come out to loot, you will be arrested. We will throw the book at you, and there will be nothing left of you when we're done. You will not burn a business. You will not burn a police car. You will not attack the police. I just want you to understand, if they came out forcefully in these situations, we wouldn't be dealing with this nonsense. But he didn't. And even the feckless Minnesota governor recognized it and went, as incompetent as I am, I know better than that. That's essentially what he said. Wow. But they want us to foot the bill. Yeah. They said the odds are very difficult that that may happen. So what is the outcome of all this? As I said before, let's play this out to its logical conclusion. You're black and you want a job, or you live in an opportunity zone, which is what the president has set up. I want you to understand the president's dilemma here, how he's got to deal with this. He's established these opportunity zones where companies are incentivized to put a business in a predominantly economically depressed area, which a lot of them happen to be in black neighborhoods and what have you. And he says, I want you to go there and put your business there. All the incentive in the world will not have me put a business where it's going to get burned down or looted. There's not enough incentive. What is it? The symbolic place where it has the worst of all of your franchises. Look, I'm going to give you some insight. If you look at most franchises, the good franchises won't even put a store in a black neighborhood. I'll use Chick-fil-A as an example. Black people love them some chicken. You will rarely find the Chick-fil-A in a black area. And it isn't because Chick-fil-A is racist. It's because Chick-fil-A is realist. They do a very good job of scouting their locations, and they go, we're not going to put a store here. It would be insane for us to put a store there. Starbucks doesn't put a store in black neighborhoods. They put one symbolic one near, and I don't know if it was built, but they talked about putting one near Ferguson to symbolize, look, we're going to support the neighborhood. Starbucks puts their locations where the demographic fits. And in fact, it raises the housing prices of houses when they put a Starbucks there. They know exactly where they're going to put it at a certain demographic. And it ain't black folks. So that's where you have Starbucks and these nice franchises. What you end up with in the black neighborhoods are the franchises that roll the dice. They go, well, we hope, you know, that this will survive. So you'll get a Rallies or, you know, what a Lee's Chicken. I'm naming some that are in my old neighborhood. But you're not going to get the marquee. Not that there is such a thing as a marquee fast food place, but you're not going to get it.
But let me tell you this. Of the ones that are there, if you look at a rallies, for example, and they got one in the white part of town and one in the black part of town, guarantee you the one in the black part of town isn't performing anywhere near what the other ones are. I don't do much franchising, but I'll even make you a bet. I bet you that the average franchise says, you got to take one in a bad neighborhood, and I'll give you three in a good neighborhood. I bet you that's part of the negotiation in doing some of these franchises. Because most of them don't want to be there. I used to go to a Popeyes in my hood. I want you to understand, Popeyes is a very popular fast food restaurant for black folks. It's like Church's Chicken, Kentucky Fried Chicken. We love it. And we have one called Lee's Chicken. Well, there used to be a Popeyes. And I went there religiously. When I was cutting weight, I only ate chicken breast. I'd go there religiously. And one day, boop, it was gone. I will guarantee you that location of Popeyes that is surrounded by black folks. I'm talking about folks. The area where this Popeyes was 90%, well, not 90, but it was 80% black folks. 80%. And they shut it down. How is that even possible? There wasn't a time I went that Popeye wasn't loaded. I'm talking about people just, there's always somebody going there to get chicken. How does it shut down? I don't have an answer for you, but I'll tell you this. It was an underperforming location compared to others. Go to the Popeyes in the white part of town where white folks don't eat as much chicken as black folks now, do they? And it's doing fine. Mexican restaurants. Yo, you know, let me just tell you what was in my hood. We had a bunch of little rinky-dink Chinese places. I forget the pizza joint, but it was not Pizza Hut, wasn't it? Maybe it was a Domino's. But in some semi-gentrified area, we had some of the Domino's. We had a Kentucky Fried Chicken, but everything else was these obscure little franchises because the big chains don't want to be there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I have no political agenda, sir. I really don't.
What about all
nobody
the...
Nobody that I know does either. We're purely objective journalists.
Yeah, you are. What about...
Truly, sir, from the bottom of my heart.
Okay, I know.
A political dog in any...
Okay, what about all the... What about all the compilation videos where they show thousands of newscasts in every city all reporting and saying the exact same thing?
Nobody tells me what to say, sir.
But what are those compilation videos on YouTube and Twitter? They got millions and millions of views where every reporter in every city at every station, they say the exact same thing word for word. How do you explain that?
I don't know what you're referring to, so I can't.
Of course you don't. Of course you don't.
Okay.
I know. Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It was great talking to you.
Have a good one.
Put your mask on. Watch out, the virus is going to get you. Why do you got to wear? You didn't have your mask on the whole time, and now you're putting your mask on. Here's the guy. He's been standing here the whole time without his mask. Here's his camera dude with no mask on. But here he is. Now he's still trying to scare everyone. Or he's going to put his mask on while he reports. Keep spreading that fear, buddy. Keep spreading that fear. Why didn't you have your mask on before? Now he's not talking to me. Why didn't you have your mask on the last 10 minutes? Huh?
They're asking us to wear it per guidelines for television.
So you're told what to do. Exactly. You just told me you weren't told what to do. You just told me you could do whatever you want.
I wasn't told what to say.
You're just told what to wear.
We're trying to follow and set a good example.
Oh, okay. Set a good example. Is that what it is?
Sir, I appreciate it. Can you please let me do my job now?
I like filming phonies. What's your name again?
Phony? Kaplan.
Yeah, go somewhere else.
I love that clip. Even visually, it's more fun because the reporter just wants you to understand that he's got no dog in the fight. He's not promoting fake news or whatever, as he's not wearing his mask. Then he puts his mask on so he can film, and he says, oh, well, they made me do it. And he goes, yeah, just like they make you do all the other stuff you do. What a gotcha. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. The media, look, can you imagine what America would look like if the media told the truth? If the media just took out the bias and just reported the facts, what would this country look like? Do you think we would have had riots? Do you think we would have had all this COVID nonsense if they did investigative reporting and told you the truth? Wow, I can only imagine what goes on behind the scenes where these people say, look, we don't care how many lives it saves. We don't care how many lives this destroys. We will still go with our narratives. Whoa, man. It's not a scary world to me because I don't scare easily. But it bugs me that we don't really want to get to the bottom of this. I mean, we do, but I'm saying the left. They don't want to get to the bottom of this. They don't want to know, have the truth known about all of this. No way, no how. Unbelievable. So we're talking about bailouts. Minneapolis's mayor wants bailouts because he was too much of a chicken butt to stop people from rioting and looting his city. He condoned it. Remember when the lady from Baltimore, Stephanie, whatever her name was, I forget her last name, Stephanie Rawlings something? Remember when she said, look, y'all go ahead and get y'all's, you know, frustrations out, burn down the city, but then after that, let's have a conversation. It's like, what? I mean, I keep coming back to, as an entrepreneur, you take it so personal. We shut down a business recently, Tea Party Community, because I got sick of trying to convince conservatives to come over. I've spent $250,000 or more, actually more, over the years we've kept this thing open, and nobody seemed to care. Now, I don't blame you per se, because it's my job to sort of make you want to care, but we've been busy trying to save the planet. And my family, we are not wealthy, lost well over $250,000 for what? We made a film, Bleeding Blue, about policing in America because everybody goes, Kevin, we need somebody to tell the truth. And we can't get enough money together to get this film in enough theaters where people can, where we can push back on this kind of nonsense because people don't want to get off their wallets. Oh, Kevin, go do the work, but don't mind me if I don't give you anything for it. How long do you think? I mean, I'm a patriot to the end. I'm one of these guys that says I will dedicate my fortune to the cause, and I'll probably die penniless. But it won't. The history books will remember I didn't sell out. I didn't opt for my job with Fox by saying the right thing. I'm not opting by saying maybe I don't get sponsors because of my outspokenness. It's probably part of it. I mean, many of you probably are saying that, like, Kevin, I think I know why you don't have a lot of sponsors for the radio show, because, you know, you're pretty controversial. I'm not controversial. I'm not controversial at all. I tell the truth. And for those who believe I'm controversial, you're part of the problem. If you're a vendor, a potential sponsor for my show, and you know this is a guy that is going to tell the truth, don't you want to stand behind truth? Somebody who's not going to sell out? Isn't that who you want hawking your product versus the Holly weirdos who will go whatever direction you want them to go? As they, by the way, are the most underhanded, dirtiest people on the planet. These are people you would never entrust your children to or your spouse to or whatever. You want to be, to come back to the most corrupt situation? Let one of those Holly weirdos have access to what you hold near and dear for a week, and you won't even know them when you come back. Don't let them keep your dog. So if that's the reason why I don't get a sponsor, then I don't want any. It's okay. Because when you hear somebody that I'm sponsoring, you can take it to the bank. That's why when I had my gold guy on, he goes, yeah, Kevin, we're doing pretty good. Why do you think he's doing good? Because I bought product from him and I stood behind him. 100%. Solid dude. Might get him back. We had to drop it because of the negotiation with the station. But we'll see. Anyway, I want to move on because I want to talk about the Chicago mayor. I talked about Minneapolis's mayor. Mayor Lightfoot pleading with Walmart and other retailers to not abandon Chicago. She's hopeful retailers will reopen the Chicago stores that were looted or otherwise damaged during the protest around this George Floyd stuff. Begging them. Look, I know that our citizens looted your stores. I know that our citizens essentially tormented your employees and blah, 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 and it cost you millions of dollars. But please reopen. It's like when QT burned down in Ferguson. Please reopen. Please put... all the businesses, a guy that owned the tire shop, a lady that owned beauty supply, please reopen. We know we've cost you tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, in some case millions, when a Walmart gets looted. Do you know how much merchandise they have in there when those locusts go through? They said in the case of Walmart, they were focused on assessing the damage. They're doing an effort to donate the fresh produce to the community so that it doesn't perish, and other stuff that you just got to toss. And then, of course, they lost, you know, at least hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, when people, I mean, they ransacked this place. And now the mayor of Chicago wants to assure them that the city's okay. The city will be, look, we will institute, what safeguards are they going to institute? I just want you to know, social distancing? Is that Walmart going to be off limits the next time a black dude gets shot by a cop? Or what? What are you going to do? I was on the ground level in Ferguson when guys were looting and there were police officers right there, less than 20 feet away. People looting liquor stores and looting other shops as police literally stood there and they were asked the question, what are you going to do? And the police said, nothing. Nothing. What do you want us to do? But now they don't want the businesses to go. Please stay. Please keep the tax rate. What do you think citizens are going to do? You think citizens are going to sit around and go, hey, you know, we're okay with it. The next time they loot it, it won't include us. We'll be fine. We'll be safe. They can't promise anything. They can't back any of it up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.